And you might remember that earlier this year, we got a little bit overly fascinated with Donald Trump's addiction to golf. In his first 12 weeks as president, he'd made 19 golfing trips. We thought that was a bit weird. Well, that's nothing, absolutely nothing compared to what we're up to today. Producer Jack has been running the numbers. Good morning. It's been a while since we've chatted.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Let's get to it. 41 weeks as president. How many golf visits?
Yeah, so 41 weeks in, we have 73 visits to date. 73 visits.
73?
Yep, so break that down. That's about one visit every 4.1 days of his presidency.
Now, that is unusual for presidents, right?
I know. I mean, I don't know any retirees who have that much time to get to a golf course, let alone presidents or leaders of the free world. So,
and it's not cheap, is it?
No. It's really... apparently, it's costing the American taxpayer an estimated $77 million. US dollars it has so far. That's in travel and security expenses to get the president to various golf courses around America and around the world.
That's incredible to me, because I remember when we looked into this earlier, it was something ludicrous, like $90,000 spent on golf cart rental alone just for the Secret Service agents.
Yeah.
Now, Obama, famously quite a big golfer, and famously, of course, Trump would tweet a lot about how Obama had to get off the golf course and become president.
Yep.
How do they match up in terms of time spent on the links?
Yeah, right. So this on this stat breakdown, at this same 41-week mark, Trump's predecessor, Obama, who was also a keen golfer, he'd played golf on 23 occasions. So that's quite a tally, but if you compare that to Trump, Trump is running at about three times the speed of Obama.
23 versus 73.
Yeah. So
wow.
It kind of matters in terms of Trump's standard hypocrisy. He attacked Obama multiple times on Twitter. I think they've tracked about 30 times on Twitter where he said Obama should be doing this instead of playing golf, should be fixing this crisis
instead of playing golf.
Yeah, I mean, it's hypocrisy of the highest order, but we've come to expect that, I suppose.
Now, because business people always argue that golf is business, who is Trump actually playing golf with?
Yeah, so the stat breakdown has also found that it's predominantly with business executives, with politicians, lawyers, his friends, and also with a couple of world leaders like Shinzo Abe from Japan most recently.
Abe is a big golfer, I know that.
Yeah.
Of course, like this whole argument that it is about getting out there with world leaders and getting out there with business people, then you see the video footage of him just rocking up to a wedding that happens to be taking place at one of the golf courses and chatting to everyone for a while. He often comes across like a casino greeter, you know, how's everyone doing? Have a good time, you know, enjoy the drinks, like not a president. It's a ridiculous thing.
Totally. And he's playing most of that golf in his own private club. So Mar-a-Lago down in Florida and Bedminster in New Jersey. So it kind of destroys this whole slogan of drain the swamp if he's constantly playing rounds with wealthy friends in these private golfing clubs.
Massively signed. If he's doing it as president too, obviously he's clearly encouraging people to go there, but that means that some of that 77 million, certainly not all of it or nearly all of it, some of that, did we say 77 million? $77 million has gone to his own golf clubs.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of a circulation of money.
Yeah, all right. So do we think he's going to get a lot more golfing in the future, or?
I mean, on this current track, he should be playing golf hundreds of times in his four-year presidency. But I guess if the Mueller investigation comes to a head, he might have a lot more time to play golf, depending on whether or not he ends up behind bars.
Oh, God, I'm a love golf watch with Trump.
Yeah.
Jack, thank you very much for that.
No worries.